Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. The Northumberland County Ambulance Service celebrated its 10th Survivors Night recently. It is a chance for patients to connect with paramedics who saved their lives. Yet at a recent Northumberland County Council meeting, questions were raised about ambulance response times. One key area slowing down paramedics is the time it takes to drop off patients at local hospitals. This is called offloading. The province provides funding for a dedicated hospital staff person to process patients when they arrive by ambulance. It should take about 30 minutes, but in a majority of cases, it takes longer. A big problem is the province. It pays for the dedicated hospital staff. Yet the money arrives late in the fiscal year and is not always the amount requested. Ambulance Chief Susan Brown will explain what is going on and what can be done. Take a moment to hear what she has to say and see if it makes sense to you. I'm so pleased to welcome Chief of Northumberland Paramedics Susan Brown to Consider This Northumberland. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you, Robert. It's always a pleasure to be here to speak with you.
What is the dedicated offload nursing program funding report, which is a mouthful unto itself, that was given to Northumberland County Council recently?
Yeah, so thanks for that question, Robert. So the dedicated offload nursing program was a program that was introduced by the ministry, and the intention was to assist getting paramedics and ambulances out of the hospitals and back on the road available to respond to emergencies. So what we do is we work with our hospitals, and here we work with Northumberland Hills Hospital and Campbellford Memorial Hospital on our offload delay times. We report these to the ministry. They report them through their ministry and how they're doing. It's one of their key performance indicators. And we report what we're experiencing as well as them. And we can now ask and apply for some of this funding to our provincial Ministry of Health, Emergency Services Health Branch, to assist us in providing resources to the hospitals that could potentially help us transfer our patients over.
Okay. I appreciate that. That sounds pretty good, but there's a lot in there that I think we should be explaining. First of all, what does it mean to offload somebody?
Yeah, so our offload is once the paramedics arrive at the hospitals, what we have to do is we have to register them. So we go through the registration and triaging system. So the hospitals are going to look at what patient we're bringing in, what their acuity or their triage scale is, according to the Canadian Triage Acuity Scale.
All right, so we're going to break for a second because
sure.
What is triage?
For sure. So triaging is looking and identifying which patients are the sickest. And how we use to determine that are things like vital signs, level of awareness. Are they conscious or are they unconscious? So we look at those parameters and then we assess, okay, who is the sickest person currently before me and who needs to see the doc the fastest?
Offloading is this process by which the paramedics then bring somebody in. You're registering them. They're making this assessment on how serious it is. We'll just back up a bit and go over it again. So the funding goes towards what in that process that we just described?
Yeah, so the funding goes to provide money or support, financial support to the hospitals to hire a nurse, or it could be a paramedic, or it could be a registered respiratory therapist. It's to provide money to give that person to the hospital that can assist and take some of our patients. So go ahead, Robert.
No.
So for instance, say we have, right now we allocate that hold 4 beds for us that will be paramedics coming in and providing these patients or transferring these patients over. So again, We come in, we give our report, we tell them what we've assessed their triage scale to be. They'll assess based on what's in the emergency department at that time, and then they'll say, "Yep, come on in, and we'll offload you to this bed." But then again, perhaps, and this is important as well, they might come in by ambulance, but depending on what's at their emerge department, sometimes we offload people to the waiting room as well.
All right, then. So this funding, then, how does it help speed things up? What's going to make it faster than it was before?
Yeah, so we'll have that dedicated person in the hospitals, our hospitals, that can provide up to, in this case, in our instance, 4 beds that are saved for the emergency services that are coming in. So these people will take that bed or that room and apply it to allow us, the paramedics, to transfer care, get prepared, and be back available to the full county as quick as possible.
So what are some of the challenges then facing this program?
Yeah, so one of the challenges would be I can only apply for funding with hospitals in my area. So as I said, that's Northumberland Hills and Campbellford Memorial Hospital. But being, a kind of satellite hospitals, we spend a lot of time in Peterborough, at Peterborough Regional Healthcare Center, Trenton Memorial Hospital, even Belleville General Hospital. In those instances, I don't have this ability to apply for dedicated offload nursing there. So I may find myself in the outer hospitals waiting a lot of time. My paramedics can be there for, an hour and a half on offload delays. Probably the second one is just the difference in the funding. So we will normally apply in February. The ministry runs on a April 1st to March 31st calendar year. And sometimes we apply in February, and usually it's not till August that we're told what amount of money we're going to have. So it's almost 5 months post application, and then being able to utilize that money instead of a full 12 months, perhaps it's 7 or 8 months. The hospitals can take the stance that they're going to keep this person employed, but that money is not guaranteed, or the amount of money is not guaranteed from year to year.
When you look at the statistics, and you've already alluded to one scenario where it could take up to an hour, What are they showing you locally, first of all?
Yeah, so locally we're basically seeing that our percentage of offload delays, normally it's a 32%. We are there longer than 30 minutes. And 30 minutes is basically the agreed upon wait time, if we want to say that. That we figure that's about how long it usually takes for a paramedic to come in, do the registration, do the triaging, move them physically to another bed, get our equipment ready, cleaned, and ready for the next call. That usually takes, we'll say, 20 to 30 minutes. So when we're at a hospital longer than 30 minutes, that's when the offload delay clock starts. And at that point in time, we find ourselves, 30% of the time on offload delays within Northumberland Hills Hospital.
So what happens if you get a serious call? How do you respond?
Yeah, so what happens is, and this is kind of one of the parts of the Ambulance Act, is it's basically the closest ambulance. And that ambulance doesn't need to be at our county. So if it's a high-level call, lights and siren, code 4, they'll dispatch, the communications officers will dispatch the closest ambulance. You may, get a vehicle coming from Hastings Quinte. You may get one from Durham. You may get one from Peterborough, depending on where the county is. So the closest ambulance in the high acuity calls is dispatched by the communications officers to that call, and vice versa. So sometimes we're doing and responding to calls outside of our area to ensure provincially wide, and that's why it's important that it's a provincial system, that the sickest people are getting ambulances the quickest, no matter where you are.
So if I'm listening to all these numbers and these explanations, I guess the bottom line to me is, how long is it taking an ambulance to get to me when I need it?
Yeah, and that's a difficult question to answer, because it's so dependent on, we'll get sometimes rush of calls, maybe 5 or 6 calls come in all at the same time, or we'll get staggered calls. So it's a difficult question to answer, but I would say that based on our triaging system and the communications officer's algorithm, we're always attempting to get the sickest patients, the ambulances, the quickest.
Okay, I appreciate the spirit of that, but what does that translate into real time?
like I say, we don't have a certain amount of, there's no determination of how fast we're going to get to people. That changes day by day, hour by hour. Because again, we never, the one thing, you know, about 911 and emergency services, we never know when the next call is going to come in or how many calls are going to come in at a time.
But on the county website, it says that call response times are on average, say for a sudden cardiac arrest, target of arrival is within 6 minutes. And it says there that 40% of the time, that's what happens. And the actual performance was 37%. Another one is a resuscitation call where the target of arrival is 8 minutes and 55% of the time. And the actual performance was 60% of the time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can associate times with that. Why is it so difficult all of a sudden?
Yeah, for sure. So what you're alluding to is what's called the response time performance plan. And that's one of the key performance indicators that paramedic services across the province report to the ministry yearly on. So this last report to council is we're setting our target times always the year in advance. So October, we say this is what our response time performance plan will be for 2026. In the March of that following year, we're reporting on how did we do based on a report performance plan and our actual targets. So the interesting thing with regards to response time performance plans, and as you alluded to, the sudden cardiac arrest, some of the response time targets are set by the ministry, and then some of them are also set by the municipality and for our service. So as you said, sudden cardiac arrest, 6 minutes, we're saying we're going to try and get there 6 minutes, 40% of the time. And when you look at the geography of Northumberland, that's difficult, right? And that's where we rely on some of our allied agencies, fire departments, those defibrillators, because that's the key, getting that defibrillator there. So those are kind of what we're shooting for, or what our performance plan is. And then we report on how we did it. So, you know, CTAS 1, those are our sick patients. And as you said, you know, our response time is we want to get to them 8 minutes, 55% of the time. And again, then we report how we've done. And as you said, we put those key performance indicators on our county site to say, here's what we are hoping to do and here's what we're doing. Then we always look and say, why are we not achieving it? Or we're doing well, we are achieving it. You know, are we getting to the sickest patients first? If we're not, how can we improve that? Is it more vehicles on the road, more ambulances? And we know call volumes are going up, and these surges come every once in a while. And that's why, you know, you get those averages. Like, that's why we say in 55% of the time, in 65% of the time.
At a recent Northumberland County Council meeting, you were asked some questions about this report, and also some comments were made in regards to concerns from citizens that were delivered by the politicians saying that there's concerns about your response times. What can you say just in plain terms to people who are concerned that you're not getting there fast enough?
Yeah, I would say, you know, if they have concerns, you know, absolutely bring them forward. You know, we look at, like I say, the sickest people, so the sudden cardiac arrests and CTAS 1s and 2s, and ensuring that we're meeting those target times. You know, as always, bring it forward. You know, one of the ways that things change is that we, you know, the sickest patient, the earliest, and that those resources, but it comes to, if you want higher and quicker response times, you need to put more people on, and then that's going to cost money. Then that's a, you know, a decision at council level. You know, if I ask for another vehicle or another two vehicles. So service levels are, you know, completely or directly correlated to, you know, the amount of vehicles, the amount of resources we have.
So how do you determine then, say, for the upcoming budget discussions, how do you determine what to ask for? When do you decide that it's important to put this forward as an option?
Yeah. So I think, like, as I said, there's lots of key things happening. We've just changed and modernized dispatch to this medical priority dispatch system that's supposed to utilize resources more efficiently. You know, we asked for that dedicated offload nursing. And then I basically say, you know, I come to council and if this was the case, I look at my response times, how I do in March, and I go, we're not meeting these, this is whatever. And I think, you know, we need to have an additional vehicle. We need to try and get offload nursing. So it's me coming to the council and just saying, here's how we're performing. You know, I recommend, you know, potentially if that's the case and the statistics are showing, you know, we need to put another ambulance on the road, you know, but another ambulance, you know, $500,000 for the vehicle, you know, it's it's expensive, and we need to do that if that's what the statistics show. So I think that we're constantly monitoring the pulse of it. Lots of different things coming forward, lots of different places where we gain that information. And if people aren't happy, or they feel that their call wasn't, then a phone call in, we dig into it, we look at and seeing why we didn't meet the response times, sometimes surges, and I think we see that in the healthcare overall. We see it in the hospitals. Maybe they don't get into to see a doctor as fast as they can, physicians, after hours clinics. So I think healthcare is such a complex issue this nowadays. And, everyone's trying to do the best we can. Everyone's trying to utilize every resource they have the most effective and most efficiently. And that's what we want to do. We believe in Northumberland doing our best. We want to provide, the best service, and just, continually keeping our eye on our statistics and what are they showing.
Do you track people's complaints in terms of numbers and what was said?
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the things we need to report to the Ministry of Health.
So how many complaints did you receive the last time you submitted a report?
I myself have not received any complaints from the public regarding our response times personally.
So where do we go from here? What's next?
That's a lot. So I'll unpack that. So with regards to the hospitals, we'll see dedicated offload nurses there for the amount of funding that we've received. We enter contracts with Northumberland Hills and Campbellford Memorial Hospital. We'll continue to track that. And I think, when we look at investments, that we say, here's prior to an offload nurse, we institute an offload nurse, and then look what happens. And you would hope, we're implementing somebody, they offload us, we get out in the field faster, we're more available. So I need to prove that. I need to have those stats and say, this is helping. When we have it, this is what helps. We get to response times quicker. Collect that data, again, be there in February, asking for the exact same thing, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here's why the program works, and here's why it's so important. The advocacy through my county council, they're always very supportive, asking them and going to members of parliament and to AMO, to Roma, and saying, here's some of our challenges. Like I say, we get the funding for our hospitals, but not the external hospitals. We spend, I do so many calls in Peterborough Regional Healthcare Center, and here's my offload delays, but I can't apply for this funding. So I think it's doing all that homework and making sure that we track dedicated offload nursing and show how it helps. I think the other part of it is watching our response times and seeing how it works. As soon as you enter any new variable into a situation, and in this year, I'll say it's this new dispatch system, the medical priority dispatching system, it takes a bit to kind of eke that out and see what that's doing. Is it helping us getting to the sickest patients the fastest? Do we have more resources available to us? And we're hitting those target times better overall throughout the county. And I think it's just maintaining that and looking at our stats and our data.
If I may, a quick note before we complete our interview. I understand that the 10th annual Survivors Night just occurred recently. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so great question. It was our 10th annual Survivor Night. This is what we celebrate our year of successes the following year. So this, on November, October 27th, we celebrated our survivors. So these are patients that we get to the hospital with a return of spontaneous circulation. So whether defibrillation or a defib that's used and restarts the heart, sometimes, CPR or cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or it might be and/or medications. So once we get them to the hospital with a ROSC, we track that. And the year following, we celebrate. We celebrate with the communications officers, firefighters, if they were there helping with an AED or CPR, and our paramedics ourselves, police, anyone who attended these calls. We reach out to those survivors and we invite them to come. It's an amazing night. It's a night that the survivors, their family and friends get to meet those first responders that were there that day, tragic day, but had an outcome of very positive situation where they're here and celebrating, a birthday and being able to come to our Survivor Night.
How many people were honored this year?
Yeah, so we had 14 calls. And of those, like I say, you can have two paramedics, four fire, some bystanders and those people that are there as well. Probably one of the neatest things at Survivor Night this year, we always talk about the chain of survival, Robert. And as we said, it's difficult getting to calls within 6 minutes across the county. So we had a call where next door neighbors came and started CPR, then called 911. The next part in that, there wasn't an AED on scene, but if there's an AED on scene and they apply that, and then fire and paramedics get there, continuing that resuscitation. Paramedics might intubate, provide some medications, and get the heart started. But we're only as strong as that survival chain of survival, right? We know that brain damage occurs in within 8 minutes. The quicker we get these people and restart their heart, the more successful it's going to be. And that's what Survivor Night's all about, is all those chains in the chain of survival and people helping and coming together. The earlier we can start CPR, we know their heart's not pumping, so let's pump it for them. And people learned how to do these compressions.
Susan Brown, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
Well, thank you so much, Robert. It's always a pleasure.
That was Northumberland Ambulance Chief Susan Brown.
I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.